questions before we start?
No, I guess I heard that that you're doing this as a I guess that's a question is what's more, what are you collecting the information for, or how is it?
Yeah, so it's for a book chapter. The book is on contemporary community-based West Virginia folklore. And this will probably be the last chapter, kind of looking at how folklore is will be shared and is shared now in digital forms and into the future, and how those digital forms kind of map onto real life experiences.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So why don't you start by introducing yourself and tell me, you know, say your name, who you, where you were born, and what year you were born.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Mark Fields. I was born in Columbus, Ohio, and I've been a resident of Columbus, Ohio. I was born in 1975.
Great. And how did you start playing Fallout 76?
My son had been playing some of the Fallout series and had been talking about it kind of nonstop. Because, you know, that's what kids do when they're excited about things. And so when I saw Fallout 76 was coming out, I felt, you know, that would be a good way for he and I to have something to share, I guess, to some extent. And I kind of liked the fact that it was set in a in West Virginia, that, and I thought that was interesting also in the sense that it was an online multiplayer game as well.
Right. Had you spent time in West Virginia before you visited after playing the game?
I had driven through it once or twice. There was one time I was driving from Ohio to Virginia, and I'm pretty sure at the time I had thought that I think it's Route 60 was a shortcut. So I drove Route 60. I think that's the one that passes Charleston. And that was probably in the early aughts. I think so. Yeah, I mean, as far as experience in West Virginia before past summer when we went on a brief tour, that was kind of most of what I had. It's just kind of that little scenic drive impromptu, and just freeway exits largely. I had been to Morgantown for a concert once, but.
Yeah. Do you, what would you say your impression was prior to playing?
My impression prior to playing, I guess, again, the drive was interesting, cause, you know, driving through Appalachia, like the, all the, turns and up and down, I kind of enjoyed that driving. But again, I didn't really, spend a lot of time out of the car. And the concert I went to in West Virginia in Morgantown, it was just kind of, you know, I don't know that there was any kind of truly unique experience, I guess,
right,
there either, outside of the concert.
So, right. And then when you made these trips, how did you how did your experience in the game map on to the actual places?
Well, having, it was kind of interesting as far as, because in the game there's Green Bank, the Green Bank Observatory is there, and I hadn't seen it so much or been as aware of it. I had known about Mothman, but I didn't know that there were so many other cryptids, you know, like folklore. And it was kind of interesting that they'd put so much in. And that was really funny because there's one called the Sheep Squatch that they use in the game. And I thought they had just added it as a joke, sort of. Uh-huh. But then I found out there's actually folklore about a Sheep Squatch. So, but yeah, so it was really interesting to see, you know, both the Mothman, Sheep Squatch, and then I think they have the Flatwoods Monster and the Grafton Monster in the game. Mm-hmm. And I had always heard about the Mothman and so forth, and I was familiar with that. But in the game, there's a little town, or Point Pleasance in the game, and they have the Mothman Museum as well as the statue. And you can, in the game, get the statue so you can build it in your camp. And I thought the statue was great, and so I'd done that. Uh-huh. And so, like, that was one of the things. One of the places we went to was Point Pleasant to visit the museum and see that statue in person. Another was the Hillbilly Hot Dog.
Uh-huh.
Is also in the game as Hillfolk Hot Dog. And I thought that was kind of funny. And it was interesting to find. Because in the game, it's not really even that big of a point of the storyline at all. So it was neat to see something that was represented there. I think one of the big things and kind of how I found out about this and prompted this conversation today was Helvetia, though.
Uh-huh.
And they had had a brief event just for a very short period last spring,
mm-hmm.
Which was the Fashnacht event in the game. And mm-hmm. one of the interesting things is to collect different masks or costumes for your character, and so they were doing Fashnacht masks
uh-huh.
as part of that event, and I got really excited about those. But it was interesting in the game how they have the Hoot House and
right.
the post office and stuff, and it was, you know, like it was very unique. And so when we were driving through West Virginia, that was one of the places I thought I might want to stop.
Uh-huh.
And we had stayed at, I think it's Holly Hill Campground.
Oh, yeah.
And we had tried to go from there to Helvetia, but I wasn't as aware at how crippled GPS was.
Right.
And ended up on an old logging road, and I was driving a Subaru Impreza, and I had to turn around when I hit a creek because I wasn't going to make it. But so the next day we actually got to go and visit, made it around through Pickens, and we visited there, and we actually got to eat at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Toward the, you know, in the general story, they had all the masks up, and it was kind of neat to see.
Right.
And so it was really interesting, you know, to see that place, because it is really, I don't know how to put it, but it did, like, create this, like, weird connection, having been through that little town in the game and having learned about a little bit of the history through the game, because they even have this sign in the game that they have in the town about
the town there. Yeah.
So,
uh-huh.
So it was really, really cute. And so this February, me and my son and girlfriend decided to go and visit and take part in the festival.
What do you make of Fasnacht in real life?
Oh, it was great. I liked it a lot. In Ohio, we have different festivals, and, you know, it's I think the closest thing I can compare it to is there's a small town called Bradford here, and they I think they call it the Pumpkin Show, but it's a we also have a larger town city called Circleville, and every year they have a pumpkin show, but there's they have pumpkins that are like 1,300 pounds in their show, and you know just tons and tons of like booths and things selling pumpkin foods of different, you know, pumpkin chili and pizza and all these weird things. But the Bradford Pumpkin Show, it doesn't have like that has some of the like standard state fair contests, but the real attraction of it is that every night they have a parade, and after the parade they open up these box trucks and sell confetti by the bag. And then the people in the town kind of spend the next, you know, half hour or hour throwing confetti at each other.
Wow.
And so, like, as far as, like, an interesting festival in Ohio, I think that's about the only thing that I've been to that I can kind of compare what they're doing there. As far as, like, you know, kind of that, the spirit of it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so I really like the donning of masks and the parade and the sense of community that they have there. And it was great. I didn't get to, it was kind of crowded, so I didn't get to dance much, or, but I got to see quite a bit of it.
And didn't it was, get to what?
Didn't get to dance too much.
Okay, yeah.
But I think next year, if I get back, I'll try to make it in there a little more. But yeah, it was really interesting.
What do you think that they got right in the game, and also maybe got wrong about West Virginia and how it's represented?
As far as how it's represented, I don't know. I think that in the game it's the landscape is beautiful in a lot of ways, because they do like the hills and the, you know,
right.
It's very condensed, and I know that in the game, you know, everything's kind of destroyed, and there's certain areas like when we went in August, it was too early for the cranberry bog to be as exciting, but I kind of wanted to see what that was like in real life.
And, yeah.
But you know, in the game, it's a little, it's a bit of a mess. Same with some of the other regions. But yeah, I mean, learning about areas like the cranberry bog and then being able to go and see like pictures of it and how it is now, you know, just different places like that. So as far as that goes, it's hard to say, I guess. Everything is condensed in the game. And that was one of the things about the town of Helvetia, is that it was so small that pretty much all the, you know, most of the buildings in the in that town are represented in the game. So,
right.
But yeah, I mean, as far as that goes, and the event for Fashnacht, is again, it was really nice because the idea was that the robots were trying to keep up the spirit in the parade. So I don't know if that was too meandering to answer your question or if I got to properly answer.
How has the game informed your understanding of West Virginia history, culture, or folklore?
Yeah, again, the cryptids, that was interesting. And as well as, I mean, largely, I think Fashnacht was most of it. I don't know that there's too much else. They do tie in mining and There are some storylines with labor, which I knew a bit about, you know, with the company stores and labor movement, a bit about the labor movement tied into mining. So, and one of the aspects of the game is bringing robots in to do work.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did kind of tie that in a little bit as well.
But
it's outside of that, I don't know how much made it in. And, you know, they have Vault at the university, which is kind of like Lethbridge Engineering University, which we did stop by there when we were driving through. Harper's Ferry is in there. And we did stop there as well. And the what else was this? The Allegheny Asylum.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is also prominently featured, and that's part of the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So it's currently not open for tours because it's being renovated, I guess. But we had stopped by the outside to see the building, and I guess that is one thing. Like a lot of the buildings are, I feel, in the game. And like even in Lewisburg, I think we were able to find like a courthouse or something that looked a lot like the game. I think there's Uncanny Caverns is in the game, and it's Lost Caverns, I believe, in real life, and we had stopped by Lost Caverns as well. So we, you know, so there's that as far as, you know, learning about
right
through the game.
Go ahead.
No, that's all. I was trying to think of anything else we might have learned. There's also Greenbrier, right?
Yeah.
Like White Springs. We had talked about stopping there, but we had it was kind of out of we were running out of time and decided we wanted to do Green Bank and it was interesting to see pictures of Greenbrier. And they had worked part of, and I'd known about Greenbrier before, and they'd worked part of, you know, the history of Greenbrier in there, being that it, you know, had a bunker.
Right, and so forth. Right.
So, and it was interesting to see the pictures of the, of that place in real life were matched really closely with the game as well.
What do you spend your time doing in the game?
I think every now and then will come up. They'll add some new content. I'll get interested in some of the stories. Like they had a big expansion when they added the Foshnot and the Sheep Squatch stuff. But largely, I kind of like wander around the different locations, and just I like constructing things or you know, building things. So in the game, it's kind of interesting. You can like make your own little camp, is what they call it, but you build your little camp and you know,
right,
can build it in different ways. And then it's interesting to see the places that people build, like the camps or forms that people build, and how they work in a lot of the terrain and so forth, I guess. And that's something that I like about it. It's interesting to, you know, interact with some of the other people online and to meet there. And it was kind of funny, after I went to West Virginia, I had actually talked to a couple people in the game about having visited and a little bit about, you know, how things in the game were represented.
Oh, nice. Did that happen in-game?
Yeah, it happened in-game. Like, just people that I came across randomly.
Right.
So I was able to share a little bit about, you know, actual West Virginia. to people. I talked to some guy in Texas, somebody else in Washington State.
Uh-huh.
I think I talked to some kids in Canada one day about it.
Oh, nice. And what do those conversations go like? You just say hello and start chatting?
Well, sometimes we'll be talking about something, you know, like some experience in the game or wanting to do this or that. Help each other out or trade, but then, you know, just bring up the, you know, it'll come up in conversation.
Do you feel like it's a cooperative game?
At times, because there are certain missions that do take, or events that take more than one person, that are a little difficult. So it is cooperative. I do know that a lot of people kind of meet up in the game and play together, run around, you know, visiting different places in the game and doing different events together. And I've played that way with my son, and there are some other people that I would play with at times. So yeah, there is some level of cooperation and community. How much, you know, true interaction with people there are. You know, like some of the people that I met on there, it's not like I'm going to visit in real life, really.
Right.
But I suspect that there are some people on that, you know.
Are you part of any community online, like around Fallout, like Twitter or Reddit or anything?
No, not really. I think I don't have a lot of time. And I've tried to kind of stay away from Twitter and Reddit because of the level of almost like interaction and so forth. You know, like there's so much going on that I just couldn't keep up with everything that I would be interested in. But I do kind of pop into, there is a Fallout settlement, and I look at some of the things that people have built just because it's an aspect of it that I really like and think that people get really creative with. So.
That's cool. And is that Fallout Settlement? Is that what it's called?
I'd have to look.
Okay. Let's see. Why do you play other than like to interact with your son?
I don't have a lot of time for games and so forth, but it's just kind of a way to decompress at times. Uh-huh. And then it's also a creative outlet in a lot of ways. And as an art school dropout, it's nice to have creative outlets. For me,
right.
You know, always get to, you know, work that into my day. So,
right.
So I guess mainly it's interacting with my son, and then also, the creative side of the game, I guess.
Nice. Has any other game led you to have this kind of in-person experience like this?
No, I mean, this is all kind of different. I know, like, I've played a few other things that are set in cities that exist in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the... Like, I've played a few things that are supposedly set in New York, and it's kind of interesting to see. And recently, there was the Spider-Man game that came out that has a lot of details from New York City.
Uh-huh.
And I've visited New York City quite a bit. And so it was interesting to see a lot of places there, like how expansive that map was.
Right.
But yeah, as far as this goes, it was, I feel like because of the storyline and how it kind of tied in different regions or cities. I feel like it was a little different in that sense, instead of just, you know, go here and chase a bank robber or do this or do that, which you find in a lot of other games, that it's in, it has an environment, but the story doesn't always tie as directly to the environment of the game.
Are you planning to come back to West Virginia?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Like, when we visited, I thought it would be great to go to Fashnet when we first visited in August. But it wasn't, I think, until later that, that I got really, really more and more excited about it. And while we were there, at Fashnet, it was kind of like, oh, so next year, we'll know what to do. And it is kind of funny because I knew the road in from Pickens. And I tried to drive in from the Flatwood side, but I hadn't actually mapped it out well ahead of time.
Right.
But I had been looking, like I had downloaded the region for Google Maps, but it still was trying to put us on logging roads a lot. So
yeah.
Now that I know all three roads to get into, into Helvetia now. But we also stopped by the new River Gorge Bridge this past time, so we could see that as well. So it is kind of nice. It would be neat to go there. And I do enjoy the driving.
Yeah. So. What would you say your impression of West Virginia is now?
I'd say it's overall positive. I do like it. In Columbus, Ohio, things are a little more, like there's a lot of art and a lot of restaurants and so forth. So, I think when we were in Lewisburg, there were some shops that were interesting to see. And we stopped in Charleston and ate a place there, and it seemed to be, you know, there were some interesting places around there as well. So it wasn't, I don't know how to put it. Like, I guess I'm too used to living in a city, so there are some things in that regard.
Right.
But I really do like, like, I was driving by and I'd be like, oh, that'd be really interesting to live there.
Yeah. You know,
here and there, like, thinking of different places that we're driving by, because I tried to stay off the, you know, like 68 or whatever, and or 64 and 79.
Yeah.
Kind of drive through different areas as much as I could, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it was, I guess I'm rather fond of it, I guess.
How would you characterize the state? I know it's hard to generalize the whole state, but is there sort of a feeling or
defining characteristic?
I don't know. I mean, I know that the state has a lot of struggles as far as with the collapse of the, you know, mining industry and various other things. I don't know. I mean, the people I met were all nice. I know they're, you know, the state models almost heaven and wild.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, as far as characterizing the state, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how anybody would characterize Ohio to some extent, you know.
Right.
Without being there. I've been through Pennsylvania, and it's pretty diverse as well in the town, you know, in terms of, you know, you have Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, but then the rest of the state is just small towns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I guess not. I don't know that I would have spent as much time in West Virginia driving around or looking into it if it weren't for the game.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. Well, thanks so much for talk to me. Yeah. I'll send you a release form so I can quote you in the piece and we could put the recording in our archive. And then I'll probably send a chapter draft to people I talk to, make sure I got it right.
Okay.
At that point.
Yeah. Well, if I, you know, was helpful or contributed in any way, then
yeah, glad. Great. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, take care.
You too, especially with everything going on.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Bye. All right.
Bye.